A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome back to 929, the award-winning podcast from Fiverr.com, the freelance marketplace. This is the podcast where every week we get a slice of inspiration from a special guest. I'm Ishan Akbar, and before we get started this week, I've got something to share with you. This podcast has reached over 1 million downloads as we enter season 4, so I just wanted to take this moment to thank each and every one of you. We really appreciate your support wherever in the world you're listening from. And now we're handing the microphone over to you. We'd like to hear your thoughts, and we've got some prizes up for grabs as well. So head over to lp.fiverr.com/929 for a chance to win. But for now, let's get into our lesson from this week's entrepreneur. Our guest this week has just signed a deal with one of the biggest dance labels in the UK. He's the musician and Made in Chelsea star Frederick Ferrier. Frederick has had multiple career paths throughout his life, all of which have led him to his current singing career, releasing his latest track, You, on Spinnin' Records. In this episode, Frederick is telling us about the power of pivoting. So tell us, what is the lesson you want to share with us today?
The lesson I would like to share with you guys today is the power of pivoting. And that's obviously quite a sort of broad term, but what I mean when I say that is basically having the foresight and courage to adapt when things aren't working. And I can think of numerous times in my life when that's happened. And it's taking a sort of step into the unknown, knowing the right time to do it. And yeah, having faith to change direction in whatever you're doing.
Well then, tell us a bit about your journey then, about the times in which you've had to pivot and what you've done.
So interestingly enough, when I was sort of thinking about this, the amount I've done that is an alarming amount of times. And from sort of going to university, and initially I was a first study violinist, and then I dislocated my shoulder and I couldn't play the violin anymore. So then was like, okay, well, how about I check out singing? And today I am a singer. So I never know what would have happened if I didn't dislocate my shoulder. So that was one sort of example. And then my third year of university, when still I sort of had every intention of becoming a sort of musical performer, I got asked to do a show called Made in Chelsea, which at the time, actually I lie, it was called Chelsea Girls, which sounds like a strip club. And I suddenly thought, like, maybe actually this could be an amazing thing to do, even though I had no experience in television, in acting. I did it for a year and a half. And then I had another change, which was a very sort of kind of left field one, which is where I met someone that had just been involved in an art gallery, which had a very sort of painful split. He was out on his own, and he met me and sort of, I was in London at the time, and he thought, hey, this guy would be really great at sort of, you know, selling art. Before I knew it, then I'd set up an art dealership based in London, New York. And then I became an art dealer for 3 years. It was a very, very wild time in my life. But eventually I got to a point where things just weren't working out really anymore. And I just felt like the art world was just not for me. And I knew that I was getting older, and I kind of thought, why did I stop, you know, trying to be a musician? That's kind of what I really should be doing. And there I made a sort of yet another very sort of drastic pivot, where I just left the art world. And my business partner, who still works with those artists today, is doing very well. But I just kind of wanted to get back into music.
What skill do you think you in particular have or need to have to be able to take advantage of a pivoting opportunity?
Courage. And I think the most important thing I would say is when you make a decision, to absolutely back yourself 100% and to act like whatever decision you made was the God-given decision that was the only possible way things could have worked out. Because I noticed that one of the things that the sort of question that I get asked a lot is, do you regret anything? And I think that if you go down that road slightly, it's a very dark path, because once you regret something, it's like, well, what else, you know, do you regret? you're left in this state of total discontent because, you know, life happens as it happens. When I was, you know, there was a particular moment when I was modeling when I was, I think about 18 in New York, and I went to a casting where they asked me to sing, and I sang, and they're like, you should sing. You should go and be a, like, why didn't you do that? And I was like, no, I turned it down. And I sometimes thought, imagine if I did that. But ultimately, I'm here now, and this is my path, and I feel like I'm sort of ready for whatever's coming to me.
One thing I found particularly interesting is you mentioned a few instances where you were a bit of a crossroads and someone said to you, oh, think about this opportunity while you were doing something else. And you might have said no to something that in hindsight you wish you hadn't. Having had those experiences, do you now have almost a checklist or a guide on how you choose whether or not to pick up on another opportunity when it presents itself?
I think today, one thing I'm very grateful for is I just have a lot more sort of I trust myself. I think about, you know, even something like 5-6 years ago, I was all over the place thinking, you know, every single time someone said something, I was latching onto, okay, what are they, you know, maybe they're right, maybe they're right. And I think that it is an art, which I have definitely not mastered yet, which is being able to, you know, collect information and not letting it overwhelm you, but also just ultimately making your own decision. Because I'll give you an example. When I sort of first got into music, I was having about 10 different pieces of advice from different people in the industry, from labels saying, right, Fred, you need to get off that TV show because that's not doing any favors and no one's going to take you seriously. Other people saying, you need to double down. People, you should cut your hair. You should become a rock. You should just do rock. And you have all these people. And because they come from sort of positions of power, it just confuses the hell out of you.
Yeah.
So I think that, yeah, other people's advice is good, but nothing, the best thing is to be able to just listen to different people, but make your own decision and then follow through with that decision and just trust that it was the right one. Something that's really important is that there's a fine line between pivoting and then also just not seeing things through when things get tough.
Okay, interesting.
And, I mean, I think I was sort of I've fallen victim to that, you know, where it's fun to come up with lots of new ideas, you know. So I do think that there is, you know, the pivoting is fantastic, but it's also important just to see things through and to understand when you're not just discontent with what's going on. And do you see where I'm getting at? It's important to adapt, to really look what you're doing, because yeah, everything that's worth doing is very difficult.
Obviously the pandemic has meant that we've all had to pivot in one way or another. In terms of your career and what you've been doing, how has the pandemic made you pivot and what have you done?
So I was doing a lot of gigs before the pandemic because I thought that's how I was going to progress. I thought that sort of, you know, performing in lots of different places and, you know, trying to tour, that was the answer and that was sort of best route to get anywhere. And when that was taken away, I was then forced to go into the sort of digital side of things and sort of really work on social media, which I think a lot of people did. Then with the label I'm now working with, I'm pretty sure that that's one of the reasons why they're talking to me, because nowadays labels just look at straight away at your numbers on Instagram, your engagement. And before, yeah, I just wasn't doing that. I fell into the thing of, I don't really like social media. It's not really for me. I'll just kind of why do I need to cover? It's a bit sort of like kind of look at me kind of stuff. And so actually I'm grateful that it sort of allowed me to do that, because I kind of was totally despairing, thinking the only way I was going to become a good musician was by performing. And then that got taken away from me. So it was, pleased that it forced my hand to do that.
Well, look, Frederick, thank you so much for your time and for talking to us on 929.
Thank you so much. It was really, really nice to be here, and thank you for having me.
Frederick was an energetic guest who at times seemed like he couldn't quite believe his luck. And in some respects, that's kind of the point. We all make our own luck by sometimes throwing a bit of caution to the wind and seeing where the chips land. I know I did when I left a banking career to become a comedian, and look at me now, a podcast with 1 million downloads. And remember that we want to hear from you, so head over to lp.fiverr.com/929 for a chance to give us feedback and win. 929 is a part of the Fiverr family. Thank you so much for listening. Leave us a review. See you soon. Goodbye.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.